Good morning, Honorable Kevin.
How are you today?
No, I'm fine. I'm very fine and smart.
Okay, I can see. I can see. Okay.
Recording in progress.
Well dressed, Che. Well dressed.
Yes.
So, do you for money, Pascal, first level, and it.
Yeah, because Ngokusa better ibe nye inazi. Yeah.
Okay, Che.
Ndicinga njalo iyawukhomekeka kuni, Honorable Gabe. But if niya nibethe izinto ngokukhawuleza singakwazi uyifumana le ka-first level
ibhasi. Asinasi isizathu ukulibazisa sihlalwa.
Okay. Let me nam ndingamoshi isixesha ke ma Honorable members. Let me take this opportunity to welcome everyone to this portfolio committee meeting today. Honorable members, allow me to give a special welcome to two new members, Honorable Mukwebo and Honorable Mukweba, to our committee. I would also like to wish Honorable Soma well in her new responsibilities, as she has been deployed to another committee by the ANC. I would also like to note two apologies for today's portfolio committee. The apology from Honorable Gungubele and the apology from Honorable McClure. Honorable members, today's meeting was supposed to discuss two agenda items, which are as follows: briefing by the Department of Planning, Monitoring and Valuation on the Integrated Medium-Term Strategic Framework, Monitoring and Reporting System that track progress and support implementation. And then briefing by Minister in the Presidency and the GCIS, with regards to repositioning and progress regarding the measure of Brand South Africa and Tourism South Africa. However, on the 26th August, my office received a letter from the Minister of Department of Planning, Monitoring and Evaluation, Honorable Gungubele, requesting for the postponement of that item relating to repositioning and measure of Brand South Africa and Tourism South Africa. The minister requested to be given sufficient time to firstly meet with Brand South Africa board to familiarize himself with the pros and cons of the proposed repositioning and measure of Brand South Africa and Tourism South Africa. We will reschedule this agenda item in the next quarter for the committee. With those few words, allow me therefore to introduce one of the two deputy ministers to provide an opening remark on the presentation before us. I don't know which one will do that. They will just take the floor. Anyone who's ready to do that, rather, must take the floor and make the opening remark. Thank you very much, Honorable Members.
Thank you, Chairperson. DMC Weya will lead the discussion. Let me start by acknowledging the presence of Deputy Minister Gagan to greet members of the committee, the DG and the team from DPME, and all colleagues. Indeed, Chair, we're really happy to come here to come and provide this presentation in relation to the Department of Planning, Monitoring and Evaluation, but also to just re-emphasize and apologize that we are requesting that we will table the issue of brand SA through GCIS in the next quarter. We are growing members of the committee to make a report which is going to be led by the DG and the team on integrated medium-term strategic framework. Okay, monitoring and reporting systems that track progress and support implementation. Just as you highlight, the report which the department is going to make is going to look into this item, integrated monitoring, monitoring of implementation of the MTSF. MTSF is the medium-term strategic framework, the integrated monitoring framework, monitoring of implementation of the MTSF reporting. So it's different from what I mentioned in the beginning. Ministerial performance agreement, intervention support, Operation Pakisa, and the presidential hotline. So I'm going to request that the team just then go into deeper into in relation to presenting this. And I want to apologize. Let me also welcome the team members of the committee who have joined us. Welcome to the team. This is a beautiful team. We're happy that you have been deployed to come here. DG, I'm going to request that you then, with the team, go into details with it. Thank you.
Good morning. Thanks, DM. Good morning, Mr. Chairperson, honorable members, DM Kekana, and colleagues from the department. We once again welcome this opportunity to come and address you on this important matter. As it has been indicated today, we are going to be talking about integrated monitoring, which is one of the key deliverables of the Department of Planning, Monitoring and Evaluation. Chairperson, with me, I have colleagues who are going to take us through the presentation. The presentation is going to be led by Zakere Mdlalose, supported by Hank Serfontein, and we have other colleagues who are going to join us when we respond to your questions. So without much ado, Chairperson, I'll ask Mr. Mdlalose to commence with the presentation. Thank you.
Rob, what's happening?
We seem to be having a challenge. I'm asking Mr. Serfontein, Hank, to start with the presentation.
Okay. Thank you, DG, and thank you, honorable members, for this opportunity and for us to present. So, I think, and thanks to the DM for the introduction. So I think, Noctula, if we can go to the first slide, please. So what we're presenting today is the integrated sort of monitoring tools that we use in DPME. And I think we have to upfront saying that we are also in the process of alignment.
I'm unable to hear anything from the meeting. I'm not sure what to do now.
Okay.
No, Hank is presenting. Please proceed, Hank.
Okay. Thank you.
I cannot hear anything. And Hank was assisting me with this thing just now, but all of a sudden, it's no longer.
Hank Serfontein is presenting.
Yes, and we can hear him, so he should continue. The IT guys must address that problem of a member who's not able to hear us.
Maybe
but the presentation must continue.
Log off and log back. Need to log off and log back. Let's continue.
Okay. Thank you, Honorable DM and Honorable Chair. Yeah. So within DPME, like I said, we're also acknowledging the fact that we have to, we can improve these systems and how we go forward. So the first sort of monitoring system that we have is what we call the POA system, the Program of Action System. And that was monitoring the implementation of the MTSF, or it still is monitoring the implementation of the MTSF. Then we have the Operational Pakisa Initiative, and this is based on the Malaysian big fast results approaches and those, and it was, it is still is sort of saying, how can we fast track development and improvements in service and those things. So it's about sort of selecting a few key projects and then fast-tracking those implementation of those initiatives or projects. So then we have the local government management improvement model. So that is a model that assesses the capabilities as well as the delivery of basic services to municipalities. So what we do is we select a number of municipalities every year, and then we go through a whole process with them about doing analysis, assessments to see what is their capabilities like. And then we then come up with improvement plans and then monitor those improvements. So within DPME, we're also looking at the institutional performance monitoring, which will include the national provincial departments as well as the entities, as well as we do the individual performance monitoring, which is then the ministers as well as the heads of departments, the DGs. And on the HODs, just to note that DPSA does the policy on the performance management of HODs, and we as DPME are implementing that policy. We have frontline service delivery monitoring that will include the hotline, and then we assess at different levels and quality of services provided to that. And yeah, I think that hotline is just a repeat. So next slide, please, Nokutula. Yeah, so again, I think this is just sort of giving you a breakdown of the products that we deliver as DPME. And I think the product that we highlighted there is the annual biannual MTSF reports. And I think what we're saying is that all the different reports that's listed below, we want to integrate that into that one single biannual medium-term report. So yes, we are committed to do the GBV and the COVID vaccination rollout reports. We have scorecards for ministers that we will be presenting to the president, and cab memo briefings and all the other ones. So again, under public service sector monitoring, so you'll see those are the two branches we have, a sector monitoring and public sector monitoring, which public sector monitoring is the one that looks at more the capable states. And all these reports and deliverables are part of that branch. So next slide, please. Okay. Nokutula, it doesn't seem to be moving. Oh, there we go. So again, I think what I was saying is that all these reports and all these different systems will give us the perspective of sort of different perspectives on performance and improvements within the whole public service. So again, if we're saying, yes, we have the MTSF, and I think the overall sort of goal and strategy of DPME is to ensure the implementation against the MTSF. So whatever we do, all the different tools, they are sort of contributing and attributing towards the achievement of our NDP targets, as well as the MTSF, which is the medium-term plan that guides us towards delivering on the NDP. So typically what we will find is that, yes, the our sector branch with the POA report will talk directly to the MTSF targets. Then our frontline sort of reports and the units will be giving us the perspective of the citizens. So yes, we might be saying we're building so many houses, we're building so many schools and those things. But then through our frontline engagements, we will then start getting the perspective and saying, is this the citizens, all of them, are they in agreement to what the public service is reporting to us, to then say, yes, the schools are built, but was the schools built in the right places, and was there issues with the school? Was the taps installed? Yes, but unfortunately there's no water in the pipe. So those are the types of issues that we would try and verify and understand from our frontline staff units. And then again, in our institutional performance monitoring, we would then try and sort of assess whether the capabilities of the state are existing to be able to deliver against those targets and indicators in the MTSF. So typically, a lot of the MTSF targets is delivered by local government. So what we would then also assess is saying, is the local government capable, is the municipalities capable of implementing those targets? And then through our LG MIM system, we would try and understand what is the challenges, what's the reasons why we cannot, why local government cannot assist, and then initiate some interventions to try and assist and ensure that they have the capabilities to perform. So I think that's just saying that all our systems needs to contribute towards us achieving our NDP and MTSF targets. Thank you. Next slide, please. So this is the section that deals with the MTSF, and I think it's MTSF is, yes, it's based on the NDP. It's the five-year plan in which for the implementation towards the NDP 2030 targets. And then we also, at the end of each term, we then do a 25-year review, which will then inform the next five-year plan for implementation, as well as this is synchronized with the elections. And then we also would take the electoral mandate, and then we would then revise the new plan, the new MTSF, as well as which is then sort of launched at the State of the Nation address. So what then happens is that we also DPME, we in charge of also the planning, the short and medium term planning within departments. So we issue the frameworks and guidelines on how to planning. And then the departments are then required to adopt and factor these MTSF targets into their annual and strategic plans. But as we all know, unfortunately, we were hit in 2020, early 2020, with the COVID pandemic. And that required that we had to divert quite a bit of funding towards the economic support systems, as well as the initiatives to cope with the pandemic. So that then required that our MTSF for 1924, then we had to reprioritize and relook at that. So, and you probably know as well as me that the pandemic is still there. as well as the unrest we had earlier in July. All of those things are sort of asking that we have to revisit the MTSF, because I think it was still based on prior COVID and those things. And unfortunately, I think our NDP targets of unemployment, poverty, and all of this has worsened. So yes, we have to look at how do we go forth and use the last 2 years of this administration to then catch up and catch up on our targets. So thanks, Nokutula. Okay, yeah. So within the MTSF, we have these critical actions that has to be taken. It's the outputs and those that we are saying has to be generated in order for us to realize the outcomes and the impacts that we foresee. Again, I think the attempt was to try and sort of focus and have limited focus so that we can deliver on those ones. And then again, like I said, it sets the plan for the 5 years and it was informed by all of these things. So I think the priorities was the precondition for success. It's energy, water, rail, ports, climate change. And it's about transforming the economy to serve the people, about advanced social transformation, build safer communities, fight corruption, and promote integrity, and then strengthen government and public institutions, build national unity and embrace diversity, and South Africa and the world. I think it's a better South Africa and the world. So those are the seven priorities that was then set by the NDP, the 25-year review, the electoral mandate, and it was confirmed in the State of the Nation address. I think the NDP is the impacts and the outcomes that we want to see. We're saying the MTSF is the 5-year plan, and then you have our sector plans, our delivery agreements, the performance agreements with individuals, as well as the national department plans. And we're striving to see the theory of change there, where clearly that we're producing the right outputs and we produce it in a good, right, we deliver the right things right, and then ensure that all these plans are aligned and will give us our ultimate impact. So I think these are the seven priorities that were set. So we started with the capable state, and I think the acknowledged capable, ethical, and developmental state, and the acknowledgement is definitely that we will not be able to achieve any of our targets if we don't have a state capable of delivery and ethical and all of that in nature. So we have also then clusters, the DG and ministerial clusters that are sort of looking after the specific priorities. So you'll see the clusters at the end there. So next priority it's about economic transformation, job creation. So this one is definitely directly working towards alleviation of the triple challenge. And again, we have the economic sectors and cluster that's dealing with that, education. And I think this is probably well known by the committee. So we have, like I said, these are the clusters and what they contribute and which is the cluster system that supports that initiative. Next one, please. Okay, so we will just then share a bit of about our monitoring systems and how we go about. So again, we work closely with our core department. So again, we're having, let's say, if it's about education issues, we do interact and work closely together with the education national departments and provincial departments to be able to assess progress on this. We also do utilize Stats South Africa, so we do get, let's call it secondary data from these Stats South Africa and other institutions that provides us with data that can either support or confirm or deny whatever claims and reports we're getting from departments. So the reports from departments we're getting via those clusters that we mentioned in the first, the previous slide. So, yeah. And again, I think the second bullet is just yes. Then we also do go out to the front lines to try and also verify and whether the citizens and as well as the frontline staff, whether they share and support those findings that's reported to us by the departments. We've also just started sort of embarking on the tracking of state-owned companies as well as public entities, because I think we are saying they definitely part of the state and the capabilities of the state. So in a lot of cases, we are transferring some of the mandates and functions to entities to perform on the behalf of departments. So we are also sort of working on improving their governance and performance through our monitoring. So the policy frameworks for women, people with disability use deployment, they are all integrated into our monitoring system. So typically within our performance agreements with ministers, you would see that there is a requirement to have a gender budgets and plans in place. And all this information that we gather will be enable us to also verify and triangulate our data to then be able to get to the right point. Just to mention, we also are utilizing some of GCIS's data that are coming through to be able to ensure that we get the right picture and that in place. So yeah, I think if we have the next one, please. Okay, so yeah, again, I think this slide just depicts how our different sort of systems and tools that we have in place to be able to report and track the implementation towards the MTSF. So like, I think it just repeats all our different reports. So maybe the one I haven't really spoken about is the quarterly progress reporting, what we call the QPR system. It's a system where departments would report on a quarterly basis against the annual performance plans. And again, if you remember the slide about the alignment and the clear line of sight, is if departments are capturing the APP of the MTSF targets into the APPs, we can then on a quarterly basis monitor implementation against those MTSF targets, and that would then would also assist us in the monitoring. Thanks, Nokutula. So this slide just depicts and saying that yes, we have reports that are coming from departments. So departments would then provide us with reports on the implementation of the targets and indicators on that. we then as DPME would then use the department's reports together with the information we're getting from Stats South Africa, GCIS, as well as other instruments that gives us some additional information regarding those, some of the specific issues. And then what we then do is we analyze the progress against those specific targets. And then obviously we identify key actions. So definitely the so what question, answering the so what question. So if we're lagging behind in certain areas, we then come up with strategies and recommendations on how do we ensure that we catch up and progress. So once we've done the analysis and the recommendations on the way forward, we then do our 6-monthly report to President and Cabinet, and then Cabinet will provide us with directives and actions on the recommendations. And then we start the cycle again. So thanks, Nokutula. So this is the ministerial performance agreements. So as you know, the ministers or the president concluded agreements with all ministers, I think it was October last year, and all these agreements are on the webs, on the internet, to be seen. And what now happens is that we are in the minister's agreement, there are different sort of key responsibility areas. So the first key responsibility areas is around the MTSF, and the ministers or the ministries sort of contributes direct contribution to the MTSF achievement of those targets. But we also have some generic targets built into the performance agreements, which looks at stuff like the oversight over the department, the oversight over the DG, as well as oversight over the entities within the control under the ministry, as well as sort of the minister's political performance of their political sort of responsibilities and those type of things. So we're now at the point where we have we populating the report cards. So based on the performance till the 31st of March this year, and then based on the biannual report that we produced till the end of last financial year, or based on the performance till the end of last financial year, we are now populating the report cards, and we will be sending those report cards first for consultation with the specific ministries, and then we will then subsequently, in finalizing the analysis and reports, we will then submit that to the president. And so I think that's the ministerial performance agreement process. Next one, please. And this is the intervention support, where again, as I said, when we do the analysis and finding that there's some challenges, there's some blockages within the system, and then we go through our whole process on how do we support and ensure that we catch up and that we achieve our targets as we set along. So this is definitely done in collaboration with the relevant departments and the center of government as we go forward. So Operation Bukisa, like I said in the beginning, is the approach that government adopted. And like I said, it was coming from sort of learnings that we got from the Malaysian big fast results approach. And we also saying it does stimulate quite a lot of innovation and pioneering approaches. And for us, I think the big one is it also brings all the relevant parties together. And then in a lab, all these parties sit down and then, you know, I think the development of strategies and unblocking of blockages is just that so much quicker and the success. So Pakisa, yes, will also strengthen accountability and transparency for us and definitely accelerate service delivery. And there's been some achievements in the marine and ocean economy and those things that we've already seen out there. So I think this is the minister's responsibilities that then have to oversee the implementation and how we run the labs from there. So I think next slide, please. And I think there's a list, there was a list of all the Pakisas that we've had from agricultural land, rural development, ocean economies, ideal clinics, and so forth. So I thank you.
Chairperson, that concludes our presentation. So we are ready to take questions together with the DMs. Thank you.
Thank you. Can members show hands, those who want to ask questions? I see Honorable Nduli and Honorable Mgweba, Honorable Mutipe, Honorable Malatsi, in that order.
Thank you, Chairperson. Greetings to everyone. And Chair, I think this presentation is very crucial to the public service, the medium term strategic framework. I think as government, we are in a position, government is in a position to see whether there is a tick in the box. Now, one would love to thank DPME informative and trying to tell us exactly as to what is that they are monitoring in this regard.
Chair, I'm sorry.
Chair, I would love to ask you, Chair, I would love to ask some few questions, though. One, to say, how close does DPME monitor departmental APPs in this regard? Because for me, Chairperson, the performance and reports should be determined by the service delivery on the ground, whether provinces and local government are meeting their APPs and targets. So what tool does DPME use to scrutinize exactly if they are walking the talk. What is it that talks to MPEC and talks to SCOPA? To say, by so doing, we are able to reduce departments being called by SCOPA or by or local government, MPEC, and so on and so forth. So for instance, Chair and the meeting, in terms of water supply by districts to local municipalities, this is still a one of the crises that our people still experience on the ground. So my question is sort of looking whether these APPs and Target does meet the needs of the people on the ground. Secondly, Chair, the presidential hotline, that is very crucial, because if you've been knocking in many doors and not opening for you, this is the last resort to directly call through presidential hotline. Can they unpack the interventions done through this presidential hotline? Maybe one or two provinces, so that we do have a feel that this presidential hotline is not just a there. It's not just a sugar coating of some sort, but it's there to service the people of South Africa, and really putting South Africa to what is supposed to be in terms of the capable state. I remember at some stage between 2004 and 2009, one chief whip of the opposition brought in the sitting, in the chamber, he brought a cake with one candlelight to say, I've been trying to get hold of the president. Now it's been a year. Here is the cake. It is the birthday of my wanting to meet the president in failure. Lastly, Chair, what are the measures put in place to deal with window dressing APPs and Targets? Because you'll find that each and every department will come up with glossy and rosy documents to say what we are going to do, but failing to meet such targets, what are the measures that are put in place? Thank you. Thank you, Chairperson.
Honorable Mkweba.
Thank you very much, Chair, and good morning to the Minister, the Deputy Ministers, and all honorable members in the department. Comrade, Chair, can I be allowed to close my video because of the network at the village?
Okay, that is granted.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair. And let me welcome the detailed presentation by the department. and it's work in progress. But however, Chair, I've got only three questions to the department. One, I've picked up in the presentation that the department has highlighted that there is a challenge of alignment between the medium term and short term plan of the NDP with sector plans. Then my question, Honorable Chair, to the department is that, are there any mechanism put in place to assist the sector departments, including our municipalities, to ensure all government plans are aligned with the NDP? And also the second question, Chair, I know there's a slide on monitoring implementation of the MTSF report. Then my question, Chair, to the department is that the service delivery challenges facing the state have highlighted the need for government to use reasonable methods to monitor and evaluate performance of public institutions against the implementation of the MTSF of the National Development Plan. Then my question, Chair, now that there is an existence of the NDP, how has the department managed collating data and monitoring performance information of the National Development Plan? And also, how is the department managed to track to deliver the objectives of the Vision 2030? And the last question, Chair, will be on the slide on the performance, the ministerial performance agreements. Then my question, Chair, on that one is that concerning the ministerial performance agreements against the implementation of the NDP, how aligned are the ministerial performance agreements with the heads of departments with the implementation of the MTSF of the NDP? And then what is the integration between the integrated monitoring framework and the ministerial performance agreements in terms of performance indicators? Thank you very much, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Mutipe.
Thank you very much, my Honorable Chairperson. I would like to welcome the report from the department. And then I've got two questions that I would like the department. Is this integrated monitoring framework tool used to all provinces? And then I would like to reiterate, how often does this website get updated? And how sure are the departments that all rural areas do get used to it? And how far is the progress, specifically in the rural areas? Do they have all the facilities, the resources to can follow this tool? And because it is over 9 years of the existence of the NDP, how were the department collecting data? What made the department to improve or change? Please be direct to the question. Thank you so much, Chairperson.
Honorable Malapi.
Thanks, Chairperson. My question is related to what the department can do in its, you know, compilation of the review and performance with regards to, you know, the medium-term strategic framework and also the NDP. So I just want to get this. Given the fact that ministers are appointed at the pleasure of the president, what goes into the reporting, for instance, that goes towards the president in the review of, you know, the targets set out in the performance agreements and the performance of the ministers in their departments? What happens in scenarios wherein there is underperformance with regards to those targets? And what is, what is the thought process with regards to the framing of such recommendation towards, you know, the presidents with regard to areas of underperformance? What can be done to make sure that the performance is in line with the timeline for the MTSF and also the execution of the NDP goals, so that, you know, these performance agreements don't also become a nice to have tick boxing exercise, but they can showcase to us, because they are those agreements are public, but their review on them isn't yet. So what we need to get the sense is what goes into informing the departments through their monitoring of tracking under delivery where it exists and recommending how that under delivery then becomes on the right pace, so that there is achievement of those targets that has been set. And most importantly, what then happens when those targets aren't met for the period under review? Thanks, Chair.
Honorable Komani.
Thank you very much, Chair. Good morning, colleagues, both deputy ministers. Let us also join the queue in acknowledging the presentation. However, Chair, I would want to first start by echoing the sentiments of the latter speaker. Because, Chair, you know, the minister has closely said they are appointed through the pleasure of the president. But then what trust do we have in the monitoring in monitoring performance of these ministers by the department? Because one would as well not be sure as to whether the recommendations would then how do they measure the underperformance or the non-performance of those ministers? Chair, maybe if we can be taken up to speed in that. And Chair, in one slide, the presentation said that they track whether the plan is translated into service delivery programs, particularly in the provinces and municipalities. And where we are seated, Chair, we know we've got a very serious problem of service delivery. So my question would then be, how are they monitoring? Are they also part of the planning? And what yardsticks do they use in terms of monitoring? And what interventions are brought into place in terms of where we find challenges in service deliveries? And Chair, again, one would as well ask as to how do they, because one of their presentations says they track the performance of the state-owned entities. And we where we are seated here, we know what is happening in those SOEs. So maybe if we can be taken into confidence as to how do the department track the performance of those SOEs in terms of assisting them, because we find some of them going into liquidation and so on and so on. So maybe if we can be taken into confidence as to how they are assisted, and how is that assistance? How are we keeping these SOEs from underperforming and maybe going into the liquidation? And Chairperson, lastly, how far is the mainstreaming and tracking implementation for women, people with disabilities and the youth development? Because this is a very serious issue, particularly this was of women and people with disabilities. Thank you very much.
Honorable Kondwe.
Galiboka, Chairperson. Let me start by appreciating the presentation from DPME and greeting everyone on the platform and welcoming the two new members to the committee. Chairperson, I must say, I was expecting today we would get a comprehensive and a holistic breakdown of how the individual government departments at a national and a provincial level are faring in terms of the implementation of the MTSF. Because we are less than 3 years away from 2024, and we still don't have a picture of how individual government departments are faring when it comes to the implementation of the MTSF, which, of course, we all know is informed by the NDP, which, you know, is a blueprint for our development as a country. But I'm a bit concerned that, you know, that picture isn't coming across very clearly in today's, you know, presentation, because how do we then expect the presidents, in the absence of such a picture, you know, that gives us an idea of how, you know, individual government departments are faring with respect to implementation of the MTSF, to measure and assess the performance of you know, the various ministers? And how are we then going to hold these government departments accountable? Because it's imperative that they try and ensure that whatever they're doing is not only aligned to the MTSF, but achieves, you know, the objectives of the MTSF NDP. I think that was just a general comment, and if I could just get a response to that. And I also wanted to find out how they're able to gauge the effectiveness of their various monitoring tools and systems. How sure are they that, you know, the systems and the tools that they're using are effective? I mean, I'm just trying to get an idea of whether they're feeling the impact of these monitoring tools and assessment tools. At the beginning of their presentation, they mentioned that there are two branches in the DPME that are charged with monitoring. And I just wanted them to be a bit specific about those branches and to get down into greater detail around the core responsibilities of those branches, and also indicate how they ensure that there's synergy and coordination between these two branches within the DPME that are charged with monitoring.
Ke a leboga le nna. Can I invite now the department to respond to all the questions raised?
Chairperson.
You were kicked out, so I will give you the opportunity to ask question, please. You were kicked out by the system. Take the floor, Honorable Teleko.
Thank you, Chairperson. Greetings to all members and the members that have joined together with the department. Mine, Chairperson, is not just a question to say, but, you know, the concerns that I have, Chairperson, you know, we've been fed with information with the reports that the department is monitoring the performance of the provinces and local governments, but only to find that still things are not going as expected. We should be by now in a position to say such and such a department or municipality is failing to do 1, 2, 3 because of these following reasons, other than just saying there is a monitoring without getting any good reward or results. You know, Chairperson, I've just been for quite a long time, there's been a complaint about the water services in our municipalities, more especially in rural areas, where the reports have been coming out, more especially from the Department of Water and Sanitation in the previous years, that the local government was utilizing the services of these water tankers to provide water in the water areas. But in the very same areas, there is an infrastructure in those areas. But they try by all means to make sure that the use of the water tankers is still going on. You find that in some municipalities, there are contracts on saying maybe providing 6 water tankers to provide water in the area, but only to find that they're paying for more than that. Just an example, 6 has been contracted to work, but only to find that 12 or 15 trucks are used paying those contractors to provide services. What is the department doing, having been aware that there are those attempts, those practices by certain municipalities to squander the funds to enrich those that are close to them in order to get the kickbacks? Secondly, Chairperson, you know, there was a practice, I understand it's still there, that you find the provinces saying they are taking people, they are taking parliament to the people, hiring what I call these catering companies, hiring these big tents, instead of those funds or those monies should be actually utilized for the proper service delivery, only to find that the monies are channeled to empower or enrich those connected people to those in power. You know, Chairperson, it's very worrying. Not long ago, last month, we have been having a problem the security in our country. Could we then say, as the department is just presenting, that the role that they are playing in building safer communities and fight corruption in the country, whereas corruption is ripe in our country, can we say then the department is doing a proper job to say they monitor and report to the presidency and steps are taken to quell those unnecessary wasteful expenditures? I thank you, Chair. Please bear with me. I have a problem with being Chairperson, crippled by the network as well as the technology, because now I'm now using the cell phone instead of the tablet. The challenge is always there for me in the rural area where I reside, Chairperson. Thank you, but for the minute you gave me. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Kulo. I see Honorable Malati wants the second part.
My apologies, Chair. I should have taken my hand down after speaking, so I'll do so now.
Okay. Can the department respond to questions raised by honorable members?
Thank you, Chair. I'm going to touch on a few, and then I'm going to allow colleagues to touch on others. We want to appreciate the interaction that you have had with us. There's a question, so I'm going to go one by one from the order that was you were asking on. There's a question from Honorable Dooley in relation to how close are we to monitoring departmental APPs, the monitoring tool, interventions done through presidential hotline, and measures done to stop window dressing APPs and meeting of our targets. For example, in relation to the presidential hotline, in most cases, when we conduct frontline monitoring, whether it is a surprise frontline monitoring or it is a planned frontline monitoring, we take the contents from the presidential hotline. We also take a report. You might find that the department, we went maybe in 2019 to go and intervene that there is no water in a particular community. We then at a particular time go back to recheck so that we can be able to alert the relevant department to follow up. For example, 2 weeks back, we went to the magistrate, the Randburg Magistrate Court, where we got a complaint from the presidential hotline that victims of gender-based violence stand on the line for a long time and that they are not given attention, but if you go and you're a celebrity, you skip the line. Then what we do is that we go, and actually they will do a surprise monitoring visit. That also addresses the question of corruption in departments and councillors. We have been able to intervene, and this is some of the good stories that we have done, where we got a complaint from the hotline that a councillor was given a RDP house, he took that house, he demolished it, and then he built a double story and so on. And we were able to, one, go and verify that is true. Two, then we were able to tell the relevant department, in this case it's the police, that they can be able to then take it further and let the law take its course. Now, what we need to explain is that in this sixth administration, we have got seven priorities. Those seven priorities come from the National Development Plan. Now, what we have been able to do is that we had to sit down and look at what the fifth administration was doing and to review where are the shortfalls. And that informed the seven priorities. Those seven priorities find expression in the MTSF. Now, the medium-term strategic framework in this regard, unfortunately, we had to review it because of unseen circumstances. If you had listened to my colleague when he was presenting, he mentioned two major reasons which informed us to review the MTSF, which was the July 2021 riots, and the biggest one was the COVID-19, which we did not foresee, and therefore we had to review. And that process has been underway so that we can be able to respond to the current challenges. From the MTSF, we're then able to guide departments so that when they do their own planning, so from the seven priorities, then you outstretch them in the MTSF, you give them to departments. Departments were able to guide them as the DPME to say, if you're the Department of Health, you're the Department of Water and Sanitation, the seven priorities in your relation, they speak to this. And they're then able to produce those APPs. That is why in the presentation, I'm going to request my colleagues that maybe you speak in a lighter language so that our colleagues can be able to understand that from those reporting, the frameworks that we have are then able, through an internal channel that we have, to guide us to be able to say, are they in line? Are your APPs in line? Are you able to follow them up? Now, what it also means is that even the performance of DGs are in line with what their APPs would have said, but also most importantly, in relation to the MTSS, and then directly we're going to responding to the targets and the NGP. On our Gwemba, I hope I'm pronouncing it correctly, asked about MTSF and the NGP challenges of alignment. There is not necessarily a challenge of alignment. What is happening, like we've indicated, is that there is just the question that we had to review the MTSF because of the pandemic. And if you remember last year, even there is a review of which was, I'm not sure if that's the correct word, tabling, if it's called tabling, of the NDP to check that halfway, where the NDP, if I'm correct, we're left with 9 years or so, halfway, where are we? Now, that alignment continues to happen. And that is why it was able to assist this sixth administration, that you need seven priorities and. And also importantly, that you must remember that when the NDP was founded, it had a lot of targets. And over time, we have been able to reduce them so that we can, because we continue to mirror ourselves to check whether we're on track in reaching the targets, where do we think we need to enhance more and improve. And therefore, departmental programs are aligned to the NDP in that context. Honorable Mutete, the integrated monitoring tool is that, remember, government has got three spheres. Now, the very same process that I've spoken about. Now, departments, when they understand the MTSF and they understand how their APs should be, they're able then to cascade it to the local sphere. So if it's the Department of COXA, for example, it will be able to then go to our local municipalities, local government, to ensure that we're then aligned. And in each and every department, there is that reporting model and system, which then goes back to a national department, and in that way they are aligned. How often do we update the website? We update it on a daily basis. I think yesterday we released a statement in relation to, I can't remember, or we release it today in the morning. If you go to the website, it's updated. And even if you go to the website, you're going to find that the performance of ministers, which they've done, and deputy ministers with the president, they're there online. And we have decided to put them out there so that you can be able to hold our people accountable. We update it on a daily basis. Now, the one that I did not understand, I'm hoping my colleagues will answer it, is that you were talking about rural areas, follow the tool and so on. How do we collect data? Now, we've got different institutions that are able to collect data, but we are also collecting data on ourselves. For example, StatsSA is able to provide us with data. We're able to SIR to also look into their data. But most importantly, what we have decided to do, we have digitalized the presidential hotline. So when the presidential hotline, for example, was founded, you could only send an email and you could call. And what we have done is that now we've given our people a USSD number. So even if you're in a rural area and you don't have a smartphone, you can just *what and then hash, and then you are able to lodge your complaint. And that is also a process of ensuring that we interact with our people who might not be able to bring data to us through, if you call it technology or the use of ICT. And in that digitalization, we have also ensured that because our people are always on the phone, especially young people, you've got a Kaulesa app that you can download. After downloading it, you can even take a picture. For example, with the Randburg Magistrate Court, on the complaint, a person took a picture of the queue and said, "This is the time when I'm here. I'm coming for the third day," and they kept on showing us. So we had that form of evidence, and that has necessarily assisted us. And we continue to receive compliments and complaints through the whole process. But most importantly, even in the department, I'm going to request that the department, when you respond, let's make the language lighter so that they can understand that we also have got our own internal capacity of we also have got what you call outcome facilitators on different sectors, health and so on. They are also able to provide the necessary information and data. Now, let me just clarify it, colleagues, before I leave the question of Honorable Musete, that in all of this, we need to understand that DPME, we assist departments, we collect reports, we go back to them to show them that this is where you need to correct. It is the responsibility of departments and the political principals to ensure that the reports that we give them, they implement. We can only write and tell them, we can only assist them in through our monitoring framework to ensure that this is where you are, this is where you need to correct. And then we remind the political principal, and the political principal, remember, in their own agreement, they have got a commitment that they need to ensure that those things that we have identified with them, they implement them. Otherwise, they will have to go in and account to their employer. And in this case, the employer is the president. Honorable Malatsi, what goes into reporting in ministers? Is what I've indicated, that part of the agreement, for example, I'll speak about mine, that, for example, in DPME, I've been given a responsibility of frontline monitoring, brand SA, SSA, I just forgot the other one. Now, that is what, now the MTSF will say, under MDDA, for example, which we fund community radio station, I'm just giving an example. This is what we want to do. We want to redress the past. We want to fund those who have not funded. We want blah, 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 blah. Now, that is my performance, which then when the department is going to be assessing, I'm going to be assessed on that. And that, I can honestly tell you that it is credible, because DPME is independent from whether I'm able to do my work or not. It depends on me as a deputy minister, that with the institution, through the correct laws, we are able to do the correct things. That is why it's important that, for example, from time to time, you need to have your annual performance plan. You need to have your reports, quarterly reports, financial reports to mirror myself, that is the team that I'm leading able to live up to the expectation. The underperformance of ministers, for example, if I'm underperforming, the employer, in this case the president, the decision lies with him. I can safely tell you that DPME continues to write honest reporting and be able to submit them where they are supposed to go. The NDP goals, the seven priorities of this sixth administration, those goals with the seven priorities are an expression which is found in the NDP. I will repeat, when the NDP was founded, it had a lot of targets. Over time, we have had to reduce them because we continue to review ourselves as government. And then there is a consciousness that we're coming to an end of the NDP. Where do we think we need to strengthen? Where do we think we need to tighten? And therefore, that informs the seven priorities, which you find in our agreement in the MTSF. And gladly, even with the review of the MTSF, those seven priorities, as much as COVID has affected us, we are able to assist departments to say, here, because of the pandemic, this is where we think you can be able to do. I'll give you an example. There's an economic recovery plan. Now, that plan is a product of saying, as much as we are reviewing the MTSF because of COVID, departments, this is where you need to focus on and do so that at the end still we are able to reach the targets, the seven of the targets of the NDP. Honorable Komani, we have got trust. So the question is, what trust do we have in performing? We have got trust that DPM is able to write the reports, take them necessarily where they are supposed to go. We have got trust that complaints of the presidential hotline, if we find that they are saying to us, there is a teacher who is stealing food parcels, for example, we have got the trust that that problem is taken to the relevant department so that they can be able to deal with it. We have got that trust. That part, as DPME, we are able to do. Now, the yardstick, I'm going to request, I think on the slide, is it slide 15, the intervention monitoring support. If you can just go back to that slide and then simply unpack it for our colleagues. I'm going also to request, now it will speak more because slide 15, if I'm correct, it speaks about intervention support. Now, that if we speak to that, you are going to understand that it is a second slide which has got all the measures that we do. It will tell you that we are able to, if there's an act, a Child Protection Act, for example, which is tabled, we are able to go after some time to go and say, is this act actually speaking to what we wanted to address? And as DPME, we are able to review it. And then after that, speak to the department that maybe here we need to improve. And so actually departments are able to come to us and say to us, we are requesting that you come and review our implementation of a particular act and where the shortfalls, and then we're able to do that and tell them. Now, the question remains with the particular department that they need, then if the legislation needs to be tightened and so on, it remains with them to be able to do that. But we shall have told them. I'm going to request, and my colleagues, DG, please let's note it. Let's take it to the Department of Women and People with Disabilities. If I heard correctly, that it was cutting. It wanted some particular numbers and some programs that they are doing. If we can go back to them and request that they give us that information, and then we ask the committee that we will come back with the correct responsibility. That ministry is with Minister Nkwana Mashabane. Honorable Gondwe, I hope I'm pronouncing it correctly. The implementation of the MTSF.
Correct, ma'am.
It's fine, thank you. And how does President do? Now, maybe you know, colleagues, Dijine, we must ask for one day through you, Chair Dr. James, that maybe one day we just need to come to the committee to come and just tell you our successes. We just spent 2 hours to tell you from those that page 15, the monitoring, the intervention support. We come there, we say on this intervention, and we tell you about from 2019 July, it was starting July. From there until today, we say to you on this one, this is the success. This is this and that. Because I think the frustration that you are having, that every day we come here, we are saying monitoring framework, implementation tool, that and that. And we keep coming to answer the same questions because you're asking us the same question. And I think it's a frustration of maybe how we want to acknowledge that we come and then we speak at a high level. Maybe if we can make a day with request, we just come and we say our intervention support, here are the successes. We come and we speak about the successes And then we come and also tell you, this is a, just a maybe 10 slides to say on this one, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, so that you can really appreciate the work that the department is doing, because honestly, the department is doing a lot. The system is fair, I think I've answered it. You spoke about branches, so you've got what you call a FSDM, that is Frontline Service Delivery Monitoring. For example, under that one, you will find that there's the presidential hotline. There's also the one that I was talking about of, he'll talk more about it. And it's effective, and maybe if you can expand on the two branches that we're talking about. One of them is the FSDM. So this is in relation to the structure of the organogram of the institution. If you can speak to that, Honorable Kebekulu. I hope he's back because he was talking about network. We have noted your concerns which you have raised. Now, in provinces, in the office of the premier, we have got, should I call them branches? DG will assist me with the correct wording. We have got what you call branches. In each and every office of the premier, we've got a DPME unit or a component. They might, in other institutions, they don't call it DPME, they call it something else. And those ones, they are directly linked and they report to outcome facilitators who are based in the head office, in this case, in the presidency, in the Department of Planning, Monitoring and Evaluation. They also conduct the very same service of complaints and so on. I will give you an example. In Limpopo, and also the premier, the province has got a hotline. Now, and then they've got a unit of DPME. They also do frontline monitoring. They collect complaints from the public, for example. They also assist their provincial departments with planning and producing documents, with producing their own APPs, in assisting them to align their targets to the targets of the MTSF, which then inform the 7 priorities, which then inform the planning of departments. So there is that coordination. And they are able to bring them back to us so that we can be able to assist. In other instances, it's policy intervention. We also assist in that. Other instances, it's Section 100, for example, in Northwest. It came through a channel of a concern, which then reached the national department, and which then has set the national department to be able to say, let's put the department under Section 100. If DM Kekana wants to speak, she can then speak, and then after that, colleagues, please go into detail. And I'm reporting humbly, let's speak. Let's tone on. Yeah, I know sometimes even myself when I'm speaking on media, I just say monitoring framework, MTSF, what? It becomes a little bit unfair. And we apologize for that. I know they are going to make it simpler for you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, DM. Thank you, Chair. Members of the portfolio committee. I think I'm going to give the reforms that the minister wants us to look at, noting the concerns that members have raised. I think as we speak now, members are aware that we are almost in the middle of our MTSF implementation. And while we know that, Cabinet has adopted the district development model as a model that will assist the three spheres of government to integrate its service delivery program. Now, so our integrated MTSF monitoring and reporting should also institutionalize the district development model. Now, our minister, Minister Gungubele, is embarking on reforms in the whole value chain of planning, monitoring, and evaluation. So one of the immediate things that the minister wants to embark on is to have a slot in the Forum of South African Directors General so that he can share the approach with the DGs on how we should integrate the district development model as part of our monitoring and evaluation program. Now, in his words, Minister Gungubele was saying, we need to have a national perspective on things that need to be done. We know the 7 priorities that we have, and in those 7 priorities, all of them should address the issues, for example, of poverty, inequality, and unemployment. Now, that also speaks to what the NDP is speaking to. And the fortunate part is that even the SDGs and the Agenda 2063 issues find expression in our NDP. So Minister now says, in this regard, using, for an example, unemployment, inequality, and poverty, as part of what the 7 priorities should respond to. We know that will also speak to what honorable members were talking to, how women's challenges will be addressed, the unemployment of young people and people with disabilities. So that call then says all departments' plans must respond to the call. And now the minister's directive was to say, DPME, you have to now reposition yourself. You should become an authentication station. Everything that the president says, the pronouncements that he does in SONA, they must always find expression in the APPs of departments, in their plans, so that even when we monitor and evaluate, we know that all these things speaks to the 7 priorities, speaks to the pronouncement by the president, and we're able to hold everybody accountable. So the approach by Minister Gungubele in the past few weeks was to say, DPME, interrogate the plans of the department. Let's ensure that the implementation also we're able to interrogate, so that we're able to see and feel the impact at the end. So the reporting, the biannual reporting by DPME should also be able to tell us whether we're making impact or not, even before Status A or any other institution can be able to tell us internally, as we do and interrogate the plans of departments and the implementation thereof. We should be able to pick up this thing. So we want to reposition DPME to lead better in as far as planning is concerned, in as far as monitoring and evaluation is concerned. And we believe that the reforms that the minister is talking to will prepare this department for the next APP, so that by the time we come to the end of the MTSF, we are better positioned, we know the impact, and as we continue to implement the NDP, we know that we are responding to those key issues that all South Africans participated in when this blueprint came into being. And Chair, on that note, I will want to ask the DG to respond on issues that were specific that members were asking. Thank you very much.
Thank you, DM. Chair, I think most of the issues have been covered by the two principals. I just want to check something before I ask my colleagues perhaps to emphasize on one or two issues. About time, I remember at the start of the meeting we're talking about time, so that I can also assist yourselves to catch the bus. Now, the question is, how much time do we have to complete one or two issues that may need to be emphasized?
we don't have much time because the bus will be here at 11:30.
Okay, that is fine, Chair. So we'll attempt to take no more than 15 minutes to deal with some of the issues, specific issues. Let me run through some of the issues, and I'll ask Dr. Biare to speak more on the presidential outline once again, in addition to what has already been said. Chair, on the anti-corruption effort, I'll start with Honorable Bekulu. A lot of work has been done. We have adopted the National Anti-Corruption Strategy, which has gone through Cabinet, NEDLAC, and other forums of partners. So there is that strategy, and it's currently being implemented. And one of the interventions that we are introducing is the establishment of the Anti-Corruption Advisory Council, as announced by the President in the SONA. So that work is ongoing. The approach that we're taking, obviously, is that of a countrywide approach. So that is not just a government effort, but it also involves other stakeholders in society. The other issue related to corruption is the work that we're doing on the vaccine rollout. A lot of work being done to mitigate the challenges that we may face, learning from the earlier experience in the procurement of PPEs. So we have a mechanism that we've institutionalized, working with a whole lot of organizations internally within government and also outside of government, including Corruption Watch. And on a regular basis, we report to the interministerial committee that is chaired by the DP of the country. And the SIU is obviously hard at work, and a lot of communications goes out to indicate progress that the SIU is making in dealing with some of the cases that have been identified. Treasury also on its own is doing quite a lot of work to mitigate challenges. Now, so on the whole, Chair, we have a foolproof mechanism to mitigate corruption in the rollout of the vaccine. It could be that there are challenges in here and there, but on the whole, we believe that we have what it takes. Quickly on what the Honorable Gondwe was talking about, we can bring the quarter one report that indicate where we are in terms of the performance of individual government departments. The last report we presented to Cabinet was in June, which focused on the last financial year. But if there is a requirement for us to come and be specific, we can do that. As DMK has indicated, we assess our tools, and hence we are talking about reforming the system so that it can work optimally. And the next time we come, we can also indicate what it is that we have done given a time. On the SOC's Honorable Command, what we do in the main SDPME is to monitor the work of those who are charged with making sure that SOCs work better. So there are government departments that are responsible for SOC oversight. We don't want to duplicate the work of those government departments, but what we do, we exercise oversight on the departments themselves. So the departments look at the entities, and we look at the work that the departments are doing, and we can share more details on what we see. But fair enough, it's correct to say that many of our SOCs are facing challenges, and we need to move with the necessary speed to repurpose most of them. And the President has led by example in the way the Transnet Post Authority is being reformed so that we can enhance efficiencies in that space. So learning from the experience of what the President has done with the TNPA, the Transnet National Post Authority, we believe that we can also have similar things happening in other areas, because indeed most of our SOCs are facing challenges. Honorable Ntuli, very quickly, we do work in the provinces. We have been meeting with all the provinces as DPMA to deal with the alignment issues. We check the APPs of the provinces to ensure that there is alignment with what we are doing at the national level, and indeed throughout the value chain. Now that work is very important also for the DDM, the District Development Model, because I must say that The district development model is not about local government, but it's about all spheres working together. So DPME is intervening decisively to make sure that the three spheres are aligned in terms of their plans. And one of the things that we have done now was to develop what we call geo-referencing guidelines, so that all projects that are being implemented by the different spheres of government are referenced, are adequately referenced. And we can share that information in terms of the projects that have been referenced. We are aware that some of the departments have not completed the geo-referencing of projects, so that we can always have a line of sight in terms of what is happening in the different area. I'll ask Dr. Biari, as I conclude, Chair, to speak on the presidential outline. But just one thing, Honorable Mgwema, on the issue of the ministerial performance. One of the requirements for ministers is to ensure that departments perform. So what it means is that if departments do not perform, then that becomes part of the scorecard of a particular minister. I need to indicate that this is the first time that we have done this. So currently DPME is working on the first report that will be going to the president in the next few weeks, accounting for the performance of departments, but also indicating pointers of the extent to which that performance aligns with the commitments that were made in the MTSF. And we take it that after the conclusion of the entire process, the president will then give an indication to the Republic on what has happened and the state of performance of the executive. Then on citizens monitoring, I'll ask Mr. Hank to quickly speak to that. And on that note, let me ask the two colleagues to respond. So Mr. Hank Serfontein is going to speak on citizens monitoring in line with the question raised by Honorable Motsepe. We have dealt with the question by Honorable Malazi on the issue of the performance of the ministers, and Dr. Biari will speak on the presidential hotline, and that will conclude our responses, Chairperson. So Hank first, followed by Dr. Biari.
Okay, on the presidential hotline, I think Deputy Minister's work has made an indication to us that we can invite her back to the committee so that she take us through complaints reported in that hotline and the action the department has taken on those complaints. Therefore, he must not deal with that matter now. We will invite you back to deal specifically with all the complaints in the presidential hotline and the responses and the action that the department has taken on those complaints. We are rushing for time. We are rushing for time because we must walk from our houses to the bus stop.
Okay, Chair, then that concludes it. But let me just dispose of the question on citizens monitoring. Now, with our limited resources, what we are trying to do is also to go out there and get the voices of citizens with respect to the different areas of performance of government. And again, we can share some of the insights that are coming from that. That will conclude our response, Chairperson. Thank you.
Honorable Chair?
Thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson.
Can I come in? Honorable Chair, can I come in?
You will be unfair to the department because it has provided all the responses. Anything you want, I think what you should do, Honorable Minister, you can meet your question in writing and the department will respond to it.
It's not a question, it's a remark.
It is not a question, Honorable Chairperson. It is a remark that I would like to do, please, my Chairperson. It's not long. Can I?
I'm always flexible. Let me hear what you want to say.
Okay. Thank you very much, Chairperson. As honorable members, we do pose questions, and then those questions must be answered by the department. But when we ask questions and then we hear that the answer on those answers, the response is saying that we must not ask same questions every time. So I want to say that you are going to ask one question every time as we do not get the correct answers, the proper one that we want. So the department must know that if the correct answers is not provided, we will keep on asking one question every time until we get the proper one that is relevant. Thank you so much, Honorable.
Thank you, Honorable Mose. No, Honorable you are within your right as a member of the committee. If you are not satisfied with the answer, you will keep on raising those questions. And the department must not be annoyed with that, because that is the oversight that the committee must play over the department. So you are right and protected. With that, honorable members, for participating in this portfolio committee meeting today, the challenge given to us by we must invite her back, claims that were raised in the presidential hotline, and what action the department has taken on those calls. That we are going to do, Honorable DM. I will ask the secretary to do that specifically when you come back again before the portfolio committee. Thank you, everybody. Thank you once again. Thank you, all the DMs. Thank you, all the honorable members. Now, the meeting has come to an end.
Thank you so much, Honorable Chairperson.
Meeting stand by, Jen. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Bye.
Thank you, Chairperson. Hey, but Chairperson, is it your anniversary today? You look very smart, eh? Hey, and it's nice to be led by people.